of the Eastern President's Cabinet to order on September 19, 2025 at 2:06 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406. Thank you. And then now I'll call roll. President Ogbaugh, present. Vice President McNamara?
Present.
DEA Dietrich?
Present.
DEO Texan?
Present.
Attorney General Oster, absence excused. Director Navarte?
Present.
Director Hess?
Present.
Director Krentz, absence excused. Director Sullivan?
Present.
Director Homan? Tardy excused. And then Director Taylor?
Present by proxy. Assistant Director Isabel Hatch.
Thank you. And then Director Lee?
Present.
Thank you. Then we acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno, is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Nui, Nuvu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples. We recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn your territory. Is there any public comment at this time? That's what I figured. Okay. Now moving on to agenda item 4, approval of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes for September 3rd, 2025 at 4:30 p.m.
So moved.
All right, thank you. So moved. Is there so moved by Director Director Lee? Is there a second?
Second.
Director Navarte. No, I love the eagerness. Thank you, everyone. And then, so with that, the motion carries and the minutes are approved. And then now, reports of cabinet officers. We'll start with Director Lee.
Hi, everybody. Director Lee for the record. It's very similar to my report on Wednesday. Ultimately, we just have a couple events coming up. This Saturday is our cleanup from 3 to 4:30. Hopefully, you can make it. Light refreshments, but please bring a reusable water bottle. I like to not really bring a lot of water, plastic water bottles. But that's happening, and then we have a lot of signups, which is really exciting. And then also, next Friday will be our farmer's market. We have invited some community members that can provide some goods, but we have also been reaching out to volunteering groups as well as campus clubs, so that way we can still get to that area of the campus and whatnot. So those are the big things.
Thank you. And then Director Taylor?
I don't have a formalized report from Director Taylor. Oh, Assistant Director has the record. I don't have a formalized report from Director Taylor, but I can cover a handful of things that we will be have been working on and we'll be talking about in the coming weeks. At our meeting on Monday, we will be discussing, our department meeting on Monday, we'll be discussing the legislative digest, which is basically done. We just need some finalization and to go over it as a department, and we'll be presenting that to PresCab and to the Senate very soon. And then we're also working on, I believe, pushing back our event week until, I don't have an exact date on that. I believe early October is what we're looking at right now. I need to talk to the project director, Zachi, about that. But other than that, we also attended the Board of Regents meeting last week, and we were quite successful in that category. I think that we did the work that we sought out to do, and we came back with a lot of information for the students on that. And so I will be briefing the Senate on Wednesday, and we can talk about more about that as well.
Thank you. And then Director Homan, is she here now for Zoomer?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm Director Sullivan.
Director Sullivan for the record. Really, I don't really have anything like too crazy, but really quick. The purpose of my job in relation to marketing is to ensure that all of our marketing upholds a certain standard. So if I make changes to your work orders, don't be surprised. I don't want to like overtake anybody's vision or exclude anybody from this process, but that's just my job. Like, I just need to make sure it looks good. So don't be surprised if you're maybe confused that something looks like this or that when you wanted it to look a certain way. I really just need to make sure like all of ASUN's branding meets a certain standard and that's all cohesive. And while like you might have a vision for your department, I just need to make sure all the departments look a certain way. So that's it.
Thank you. And then let's see, Director Hess.
Yes, so this is kind of a little bit of a longer report. My team and I are in the process of planning ILEAD, which is our annual leadership conference. It's set to take place October 4th in the Joe Crowley Student Union. We We are planning on doing a round robin type of conference with commissioners placed in pairs to present on topics ranging from how to navigate PAC life, how to submit funding requests, resources for the clubs, and hazing. My team and I believe that this revamp of iLead will lead to a more informed club leadership and subsequent increase in the funding we are providing at funding hearings. We have not given out that much money yet at our funding hearings, and we have such a large budget. We do definitely want clubs to be able to tap into that funding. I also invited clubs to engage in crowdfunding via the university's Giving Tuesday initiative. It's basically a spot where they can sign up to get on the university website, and people are able to donate to their clubs on Giving Tuesday. It's a great way for clubs to raise funds in a passive way, and it benefits the clubs directly. I have also spoken with programming and released an RSVP form for HowlFest to allow clubs to table. And then finally, my AD, Cora Gibson, has finalized our intern selection and has begun planning weekly meetings and socials to kind of create a relationship between the commissioners and interns before they get matched.
Thank you. And then Georgia has a quick question.
Yes.
President Aquabot, for the record, do you need volunteers for iLead?
Yes, we do need volunteers for iLead.
All right,
I don't exactly have a spot for volunteers quite yet, but we'll definitely find something for them to do during the event.
Sounds good. Thank you. And that means everyone mark your calendars.
It'll take place from 10 to 1.
Yes. Directly.
Directly, for the record. What week is that in?
That's going to be October 4th from 10 to 1 in the Joe Crowley Student Union.
Okay.
We're basically going to need help with check-in and food handout, but other than that, my commissioners and I will be running all of the presentations and all of that kind of stuff.
Any other questions? All right. And then Director Homan, I'll like get situated before I jump into you. Director Navarrete.
Director Navarrete, for the record, you guys. I have been working with one of my officer, Mandy, on preparing the social justice packets for distribution next week. Maybe during the funding hearing or the Senate. And compiling a list of elementary schools for the homecoming parade. So far, we do have 13 schools that we have to get in contact with. We are also coordinating for the World Tourism Day next Friday, which will feature a variety of cultural foods. So please walk by the PC. We will be tabling around 2 to 5 p.m. We'll have like lumpia and other Filipino foods and other cultural foods, obviously. And then we've also confirmed collaborations with the Filipino clubs, so Filipino festivals. And then we're also doing the API night market with the API Multicultural Center and the Latin Multicultural Center, or is that? And then last week, we also partnered with the Counseling Services for a successful suicide prevention event with Director Holman. And then tomorrow, we have our budget meeting scheduled. I'm so sorry. I scheduled it Saturday because I was kind of late posting it in our website, so I apologize for that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Please feel free to come by and say hi tomorrow if you are in campus. Other than that, yeah.
Then DEO
Jackson. Yeah, so this past week I attended Board of Regents as well with AD Hatch, Vice President McNamara, and then President Aguilar. It was a really good time just getting to know other student leaders across the state, which was a lot of fun, and understanding how Board of Regents actually runs, because you always hear about them, you don't really see how it goes. But other than that, I tabled for Nevada Bound this morning from 9 to 10 just to get to know the students coming in, which has been really good, just talking to families and stuff, talking about how to get engaged on campus and stuff. Also been prepping for makeup retreat, which is tomorrow. It'll be generating the quiz going out to officers not attending makeup retreat, and then that'll be due Thursday, just to give officers enough time to like go through presentations, answer the questions. It's probably gonna be like a 20 question quiz just because they're not making it to either retreats. Other than that, I'm going to be looking over the homecoming parade logistics this weekend for President Aguilar and kind of compiling all of that to make sure that we're prepared for SEAB and all of that. And then just attending a meeting of scheduling services next week to get more homecoming logistics, and then attending Budget and Finance Committee financial review with Director Dietrich.
Great, thank you. And then Director Homan.
Yeah, so we finished up our safety week. I thought it was pretty successful for having like our first ever safety week. I heard it was really good turnout at a lot of our events, so I'm pleased with that. As for book fair, that's going to be moved to sometime mid-October. Still looking at a date. I think they said They were looking at the date of October 16th, but I don't think anything's confirmed yet. So we're still planning on having like the local book vendors and stuff like that at the event and the other wellness resources. On the 27th, we'll be having, or not we, NRAP will be having their 5K in Idyllwild, so we might be supporting them in that and just seeing like kind of if they needed any help at that or if like anyone wanted to volunteer. And then the next week, I believe, is, or not the next week, the second week, full week of October is Mental Health Awareness Week. And the Counseling Center is going to be doing events for that week. I know they're working with Nevada Money Mentors and they're having a therapy dog set. That might be the week before, but anyways. And then after that, we're working with the Center for Civil Rights and Equal Access. They're doing a showing of Twilight and like doing like red flags like during the movie. That'll be on the 14th. And then on the 17th, kind of like I talked about in my Senate report, they have the Mobilized Recovery event with NRAP, and then right after that event ends, they have the Ferrari Farms event. And that will be like all of the resources gonna be down at Ferrari Farms. And like I said, we're discussing possibly what it would look like if we provide entry for like the first 50 students maybe. What else? Oh, I also got asked to collaborate on an event for homecoming week. I can't remember which one it is, but we'll be tabling at one of those events. And that's kind of what I've been working on. And then also we're gonna be start working on safety SSW week soon. Start thinking, throwing around ideas. There's been a lot of really good ideas from my assistant director, so I'm excited to work with her on that and see what kind of ideas we can throw around.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna just make a new rule. Sorry, randomly making a new rule. If you're the director and they're asking you questions, feel free to handle the table. That's it, yeah. So Director Homan, you can feel free to.
Oh. Okay, Director Texan, for the record, I just wanted to see if you needed help on that October 17th date because both of those events are happening on the same day. Label, you need any more volunteers just to help, like, kind of divvy up the work?
Honestly, I think that would be great. I don't exactly know what our role with, like, during Mobilized Recovery is going to be. So I'll have to ask them kind of what they want us to do and if they want it, because I'm not sure like what they, I think they want to do the quad for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know like what kind of structure they've like decided for the event at the end of the day. So I don't know if it would be like more tabling like games or if it would be like more like structured schedule. So I'll ask them and I'll get back to everyone on that. And then the Ferrari Farms I know is going to be tabling mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're going to be like handing out like merch and like just talking to students and stuff. So yeah, that'd be really helpful.
Director Homan,
and then DEA Dietrich.
Okay, so very similar to my Senate report. So we are going into internship interview week. We have 10 scheduled, 11 slots in each. As we're going into it, we start Monday evening. We've got a little bit over 40 signups right now, accounting for attrition out of the current 113 applications. I'm hoping for 80 to 90 interviews, which is pretty proportional to what we did last year, but not quite as many applications as we had. So hoping for a couple more, because I'm going to keep it open through the weekend. Let's see. For internship brings me into the fact that internship orientation will be on October 18th. I've already said that in my Senate report a couple of times. In the next, hopefully, day, I'm going to have Director Texan send out an email so that it is mandatory statutorily. But go ahead and block out that date and inform your staff, assuming you have one, to also block out that date from roughly 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., though it might be shorter than that. Just that's the window currently. Hopefully, I'll be showing to you guys. I know we don't have access to the TV right now, but I did finish the exec initiative tracker, which we'll be going over because there's an agenda item for it, so we'll be taking a look at that. Otherwise, kind of looping back up to the internship program, but on Monday I met with Edgar for, for, for the first gen office with a couple of ideas I had with getting a little bit more integrated in light of some of the stuff going on the federal level and helping out where we can. It was actually a very productive conversation and he got back to me today, so I'm hoping to get some really great projects off the ground with them. And I mentioned I'm going to be keeping the internship application open, so hopefully they're going to start marketing it pretty heavily to fill in any remaining spots we have, and I'm just hoping to take more interns than not. So, Director Tyson and I are also working on the menstrual hygiene fund. For the past couple of years, that has been zeroed out, so we are in contact with some different nonprofit groups that we could hopefully build some really great partnerships with to be able to sustain that despite changes in funding. This coming week, I'm also working with Director Hess and Pro Staff to discuss the Action Fund, changes to marketing, revitalizing the application, and making sure that it's accessible and ready to go, so I'm looking forward to that. As Director Texan mentioned, I'll be representing the Exec Board on Wednesday for financial review, and other than that, these committees have not been convened. However, I am currently appointed to the University Technology Council, as well as the special course fee committee for fall of the semester. So I'll be working with those faculty organizations.
Thank you. Any questions?
Director Navarte, for the record. So sorry, October 18th, is that for like the intern training or is
internship
it
orientation?
Oh, okay. And then it's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.?
That's the window that we're looking at.
And then
BP McMahon. How's it going, everybody? I never know how far to backtrack with these reports, so I guess we'll start earlier this morning. Carmine and I presented to the Faculty Senate. We went over some of our goals and just what we're looking to do in the 93rd session and try to get on the same page with them so we can have working relationship. I also met with the Career Studio. We discussed the funding process because there was a bill last session that got killed, but they weren't too sure they thought it had passed. So we had to talk about what that looks like for them. Really no changes. And we also talked about ways to promote what the Career Studio is doing. So hopefully we're going to get them into Senate to present for both the FAC internship grant program and their various different events, career fairs, etc. So working with them for that. Had some family weekend meetings this week. Director Texan and I went down to Pack Place and met down there to figure out what this trivia event looks like, which Sephora will hopefully be emceeing. So that it's good to have all that settled down. The Pack Money Business Program, diving into that pretty hefty. Got the IT ticket submitted to update all the different discounts that these businesses might change. And then I met with Jules earlier today about how we're going to promote it. And what it's looking like is we're going to do a big general carousel post with all the different businesses. And then from there, we're going to move into Wolfpack Business Days, which some of these businesses have offered to do increased discounts for the day. And then we'll do a reel or something fun post earlier in the week and then repost it on our story on the day of the actual Wolfpack Business Day. We've also been doing some work with the Student Advisory Board. I met with Speaker Ackland to just kind of discuss the logistics of what that looks like and, you know, legality of what it is, right? So we're working through that, trying to figure out the best way to bring that initiative live. A little farther back, went to Board of Regents last week, which was, that's a hell of a drive. But it was definitely it was a good experience and got to kind of see the inner workings and learn a lot of information that's pertinent come December. I guess that's really all stuff I got. I stand for questions.
All right, and then I'll move up to my report. I'll keep it super brief because I'm about to slide into old business, which is just reviewing capital expectations. And so for now, yeah, as Ethan mentioned, since we last saw you guys on Wednesday, we presented to Faculty Senate. We've also been having some conversations with the Chancellor's Office, and so we'll be looking into that, and so that's kind of communications we'll handle with the Department of Government Affairs. We've been working on Paint the End, so basically there was like a lot of alumni, and there's a lot of community members who have been very concerned about the condition of the end, and so we are working to restore it. I know I briefly mentioned this during the Senate report, but just to elaborate a little bit, I know it seems like such a menial thing, but it's really darn hard to go paint the end. And so Sandra Maselli is going to be helping us out with this initiative, as well as Amy Kokis, and then Director Rodriguez will also be helping with this. The game plan right now is to go work with Facility Services to go kind of paint it with like some paint sprayers. And instead of just using water-based paint, every 5 years we'll do a coat of like oil-based paint, and then every year with the student body we'll use like a coat of water-based paint. And so that way, like, we can make sure that it's in full condition and we just do upkeep. But at one point it gets like very hard to like ask students to go do it, right? And then that's, I believe, kind of similar to what we used to do. And then it's just we transition from oil to water-based, which I completely get because it's better for the environment. But then maybe we could do 5-year cycles. And so those conversations are taking place right now since it's very valuable. The president's office, not mine, but President Sandoval's office has gotten word about this. It's been brought up during numerous alumni meetings. And we've been getting lots of phone calls about it from the front desk, which is a little bit funny. So just know that's being worked on. It's a pretty cool initiative. And so if you're interested in joining this initiative, please contact Senator Maselli about it, since he'll be the main student liaison from now on. And then, with that said, any questions regarding that? Okay, then I'll slide into old. Oh, yes.
I have a report for Director Oster.
Oh my gosh, yes, thank you, Director Oster.
So, Director Texan for the record, this is Director Oster, so Director Ethics and Compliance Report. Hi everyone, sorry I cannot be in attendance, but unfortunately I'm stuck at work. I talked to Director Rodriguez yesterday and to have a uniformed approach to cancellation of meetings and came up with a script and a new procedure while Director Rodriguez continues to talk to UNR Legal Counsel on the enforcement of NOML. I also want to urge all of you to complete and post your agendas 5 days prior to your meeting, so if there's any typos or spelling errors, we can correct it before the 3-day mark. If you post your agenda and find a problem after the 3-business-day mark, you cannot correct it and you'll have to reschedule your meeting. Thank you guys, and email me if you have any questions.
Thank you, Director Oster, for sending that in. And it's now I'll slide into any questions?
No.
Okay, sorry.
I was just thinking among them.
I was pondering. All right, and then we'll just talk about old business, which is reviewing cabinet expectations. Just a couple of things. And so we do have cabinet check-ins next week, and then the week after that, we might be moving things around since, I'll be honest, as I've always told you guys, it's like being a student is the main priority, and then I've got an insane amount of essays due. Not just essays, but group essays, which take way more time. I love teamwork and stuff like that, but a group essay, that's a little bit funny. So with that said, like, you might get a message from me trying to see if we could reschedule to the same time the week after or something along the lines of that. It really just depends. But yes, I'm trying to be a student as well. I'm trying to be studious as well. And then just in general, please make sure to go check your email. I believe I sent out an email to everyone that kind of outlines the questions that you guys will be asked. And so please just be ready to come in there to have some really good, positive, productive conversation with us. It's not exactly going to be a Q&A where you're like across the table and Ethan and I are like, answer X, Y, Z, and then you're just going down the list and it feels like interrogation. No, it's more meant to be conversational, but definitely all of these questions will need to be answered, and then we'll just go with the flow of the conversation. So make sure to go check out those questions. And then thank you everyone for your Senate protocol. Everyone notified us ahead of time if they're unable to attend, and either sent, and everyone sent proxies in their place, which is, we're very grateful for that, or sent their, or tried to at least get a proxy and then sent their presentations in. So that's normal protocol. I'm glad that we're all now in the official swing of things, now that Senate's consistently every single Wednesday. And then just know that, that was perfect, and that's how we should continue to do it every single time. And please remind your staff to reply to emails and Teams. Other officers from other departments have been raising some concerns about trying to connect with other people from other departments. And then so just make sure that your staff, just a friendly reminder, respond to your emails from Monday through Friday at least once or twice a day, depending on the staff member. And then just check Teams. Everyone should have Teams downloaded. I know some people prefer just like have Teams on their laptop or something like that as like an open tab. But then try to encourage them, or like even Teams like on their phone. But just trying to encourage them as best as possible to use, to download Teams. Actually, just encourage them point blank period to go download Teams on their phone and use that as kind of like basically text messages. And then I just also want to really, this probably should have been my report, but shout out Director Homan. You guys did an amazing job, and also to Assistant Director. We could give them a full the record may reflect. And shout out to Assistant Director Sosa too. You guys did a wonderful job, and it was so great to see all the students engaging. And we can't, we look forward to all the other awesome events that you guys are going to do with campus partners, and as well as in collaboration with Department of Sustainability. And then, so another thing is make sure to put your events in the AACMI calendar. I know you may think that like people are not checking it, but like some other staff members, and so not just people in cabinet, but like for example, like just other staff members have been turning on their AACMI calendar to actually look for events to go participate in. I know senders are actually using the calendar, I'm pretty sure, to go look for opportunities of outreach. And so even if you think that no one's looking at the AACMI calendar, we actually have a lot of officers who are looking at it to look for opportunities to get involved, to look for events that they're looking forward to. And so make sure to go update that calendar pretty consistently so it's just on everyone's radar. And then, and also just a reminder, everything that you report here will also be, you also need to go report it during Senate as well. And so if you feel like you may be starting to get a little bit repetitive if you come to if you come to the cabinet meeting and you feel like you're saying the same stuff during Senate, you could also just do things that you feel like might be pertinent to cabinet or might be things and opportunities for people to ask some questions that are very specific, like cabinet members may be asking, like for example, if it's about cross-departmental collaboration, or it's just something that's especially pertinent to cabinet. But then the main priority is to give your full 100% report during Senate on Wednesdays. And here you can just kind of give us an update about anything special that you guys may have for cabinet. But also, even if, for example, Director Sullivan is like, no report, should I report everything on Senate on Wednesday? I might also just theoretically have a question for her based on what she said on Wednesday, because I don't want to ask in front of everyone because it was just more pertinent towards cabinet. And so these are just more opportunities to do cabinet-specific stuff. And if you also just want to go tell us too what you did between Wednesday and Friday, that'd be great too if you really want to. Like, for example, VP McNamara had a crazy Thursday, Friday, and so he had a lot to report on. But so yeah, just make sure that 100% of everything that you've been doing is communicated during Senate. That's the main priority. And here you can feel free to share 100%. You could also just feel free to do things that are pertinent to cabinet. And then the next thing that we're going to do in open conversation, just make sure that you say your name for the record so the secretaries don't get confused. Are we okay with this time for cabinet? Or would we prefer, here's the alternate option, Wednesdays at 8 a.m.?
I just have, like, class typically during this time.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. Director Homan, yes.
Sometimes I work on Fridays. Like, for the next 3 weeks, I'll be working on Fridays.
Okay.
But sometimes I don't, so.
That's me. Like, sometimes I have,
yeah. So we could, like, there's moments where we could potentially not hit quorum, because I know the Director Prentice also cannot make Fridays for the most part, and then Director Oster can also not make it. And then, any other commentary?
Director Navarte, for the record. So, honestly, I don't have anything on Wednesdays at 8 a.m. But isn't that too early? Do you think it's too early?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
or maybe it's just
yes.
me.
Yes, potentially.
Because, okay.
Of course, no, I get it.
Yeah, but honestly, like, whatever works for you guys. Because
I... Would 8:30 be better?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, we could do 8 if you guys want.
We would be running into 9 a.m. Yeah. Director Sullivan?
Director Sullivan, for the record, could we do 8 a.m. on a Tuesday or a Thursday?
Does that work better for everyone?
Does it make a difference?
You have an 8 a.m.?
No, I have. It works out better for me.
Oh, Tuesday's at 8. No? Lisa's,
no.
Are you just avoiding 8 as a whole? Tuesday specifically? Oh, Tuesdays are your long days. Yes, I remember. Director Hubbard doesn't come and watch
it. It's okay, guys. It's okay.
Here, we're just talking, so let's keep talking.
I have a long day on Tuesday, too.
Okay.
I don't get off of cables until like 9:45 at night.
That's a 13-hour day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Director Sullivan, can we do Thursday then?
Do you prefer Thursdays? Yes. I can't promise Kennedy anything, but I am looking for a schedule, and her Tuesdays are packed. So on Wednesdays, I prefer Wednesdays. I prefer Wednesdays. I mean, I prefer Wednesdays. The thing is, it's gonna be like just Tuesday at 8 p.m. Tuesdays at 8 a.m.
I can start sending Lauren.
What about Tuesdays at 7:30?
She's
might be possible. Yes.
Directly for the record, weekends are off the table. I know that's kind of yikes, but...
For the most part, because it gets really hard to book rooms, too. Yeah. Because AACMI is only open from 10 to 2.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's also, it's not really the same, so we can probably, I don't think we can.
Oh,
at least orally.
I think we can, but it's just like, because Director Morshi is having one tomorrow. Which yeah. It is allowed, though. We can't have it.
I'm sorry.
No, we can totally have it. So we can just
vote.
I got
yelled
at by
Director
Austin.
Yes,
Director DeMarco, for the record. How about this? Can we just do, like, I don't know if you guys agree, but what about Wednesday before the Senate?
The thing is, it's budget and finance. And then it tends to be at least one member of our cabinet will be in budget and finance, but it's every other week.
Oh,
and also they take the space. Yeah, so
like,
I would love it. And also there's, we did that a couple weeks ago, and Director Holm and several other directors can make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then that's when we're like stressed about the quorum. Yeah. Yes.
Director Lee, for the record, would it be bad if we did it after we did reports on Senate?
The issue is that Senate is super unpredictable because, like, for example, we had athletics come in, and then they went first and they presented first. Sometimes Senate likes to do that to us, where it's just like something really contested 2 hours later, we're still like waiting there and going to reports. And the situation with that, when it comes to timing, in terms of that open meeting law, you only have a certain window of opportunity before the meeting gets invalidated. So it's just unpredictable. I know, it's really gnarly. I know, guys. 3 p.m. on Wednesday?
That flies for me.
That works. Yeah. It does.
I mean, I work, but I can talk to my boss.
3 on Wednesday. 3 p.m. on Wednesday.
Kind of
cool.
Yeah,
AT
Hatch is pulling up. I'm double stopping.
Maddie, are you able to do 3 p.m. on Wednesdays? Is this your sweet spot? Can I do 3 p.m. on Wednesdays? Probably.
It looks like Director Hatch has class. Or Director Hatch. Whoa, Director Taylor has class.
Director Taylor has class. Do I have Caleb?
Until 3:45.
Do you have Caleb's schedule? Okay. Do I have Caleb's schedule?
What about like Thursday afternoon?
I have class on Wednesday at 3.
You have class on Wednesday?
We also, like, half of us are in blue key and we have blue key meetings on Thursdays.
Okay, so it's looking like Wednesday 8 a.m.
How
is
class until 7?
That's true.
The mornings could be good.
Yeah.
You can have a productive day afterwards.
Get coffee.
Coffee, take a walk. I've always been the philosophy. Also, why are we staying up at 1 a.m. on Tuesday night? So it's like, maybe this is like...
5-2-2-3 is calling.
Okay.
Okay, so are we all available on Wednesdays at 8 a.m.? Mind you, this is every other week. This is every other week.
What is it?
Wednesdays at 8 a.m. This is every other week.
Director has to learn about class.
Okay.
At 8 a.m.
Does anyone else have class?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, yeah.
I can wait, Cora.
I have to be at the running center at 8:30. So, let's see if you're at 8:20.
So, this is
at
8
a.m.
time.
Yeah, this might be the time. I'm okay with this. This doesn't, like, break my heart.
But the issue is that we're going to be 13.
I can set a proxy
every time.
I can't do.
I just, like, some, it's like sometimes
the issue is they can't vote. Like, they give you a proxy here to go give you their report. The issue is they can't vote on anything, on budgets or anything.
What about
what
later on Friday?
Came in on Teams. Is that
who is it? You can come in on Teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your does your job usually allow you to?
I have a 30-minute lunch break.
Oh my gosh, that's
girl
pressing. Don't do that.
No. Okay, well, I will evaluate. I will put out a poll today. Fridays at 2, and just be honest. I'll do 3 categories, yes, no, maybe, and then maybes will be like Director Homan and then Director Hess, where it's like every once in a while, and then Wednesdays at 8 a.m. And then I don't lie about, just don't be like no, because I don't feel like picking up on Wednesday at 8. Like, I will check the one to me. It's just I want people to double check and touch base with everyone. So don't just be like, I really don't feel like doing Wednesdays at 8 a.m. So please, and then Gabby, you can put in maybe too for those, because you have to leave that at 4:30. It's just a bit iffy.
Okay, great.
8:30, that's what meant. Okay, any questions regarding that? How about Mondays at 8 a.m.? That's a really awful way to start the week, I guess.
Jesus,
great
way to
start.
I cannot.
Monday,
Wednesday,
Friday,
8 a.m.
just not
Friday.
I'm sad and freaking...
Friday
until 8:30.
Yeah.
I don't know why no one comes to class anymore.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. All right. Then I will put out, or Gabby, can we put out a poll? Because I don't know how to make them. Thank you. So Wednesdays at 8 a.m. or Fridays at 2 p.m. Yes, no, maybe. Maybe is only when you're like fluctuating depending on your availability. And again, don't lie about the 8 a.m. thing, please. All right. Any other questions regarding this?
What do you have in mind? Biophysical chemistry.
Ooh.
Why are you taking that? Major requirement? I have to be there.
All right. So the next thing that we will do, we'll move into new business and then consideration for the Sustainability Farmers Market budget. Director Lee, do you want to take it away?
Yes, Director Lee, for the record. Sorry, I thought it would be usually pulled up. But essentially, the budget, we put it out to like $500. That's honestly more than we expect to spend. We're giving that just kind of framework we've offered to community businesses. What can we get for $100 worth of product? Some of them have offered to donate a lot of items as well. So we just kind of put that as the basis to kind of let you know that that's kind of the goal of what we're aiming for. We're honestly aiming for honestly like $300 for this farmer's market. But yeah, we're just, what we, like I kind of said in my report, last session when we did our farmer's markets, we invited Riverside farmers marketers, you know, sharing their goods, but we're also trying to increase volunteering opportunities as well as getting student clubs out there that may not have enough members that also kind of align with our, you know, values or sustainability measures. So we're ultimately just trying to create a market and a space where students can try to find different ways to get involved with the campus and community. So that's what those numbers are for.
Any questions?
Director Nabarto, for the record, did you need help with anything like setting up and stuff like that, or?
Virtually, for the record, yes and no. I mean, I think once next week kind of rolls around, we'll send out a message. But the event will be next Friday from 12:30 to 3.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and so I was actually curious about, because your event is also.
After that,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, like, I'm willing to have you help. I can also help with you guys as well.
Okay.
So we can discuss that.
Perfect. Director Navarte, for the record. I think that would be perfect. And honestly, it would be a good little have like food for you guys.
Okay.
And for your volunteers too.
Yeah, honest, directly for the record, like, that would be really great.
Right?
Honestly, yeah, we should talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay. See, this is my VTPs, a really big collaboration. Yes, we love it, whether it's 8 a.m. on Wednesday or Fridays at 2 p.m. This collaboration is awesome.
It's too soon. It's
a sore subject. So. All right, any other questions for Director Lee? All right, then I am seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Sustainability Farmers Market.
So moved.
So moved by Director Navarte. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Director Hess. And then with that, the motion carries. And should I have said unanimous consent? No, okay. With that, the motion carries and the budget's approved.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Lee, for the record, I also wanted to mention that for the Home Depot, like I know the last present cabinet meeting, we asked for funding for Home Depot trash grabbers and things like that, but Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful has given us to use their materials, so we won't be using that funding as a FYI. Yes, so let you know.
We'll reconcile that, that's nice. And then, any other questions regarding that? Then we'll move into agenda item B, introduction of executive mission tractor.
So the link to this, I could put it in press cap, but it's also like on the meeting agenda if you just want to take a look at it really quickly. So we're going to kind of be transitioning into this. It's meant to work pretty well with the calendar, but the more information that you put in this, I can either like put in the calendar for you, or it takes 30 seconds. It's not meant to like be a time-consuming thing at all. It's honestly just to have an itemized list of what we're working on between, well, press cap, but more specifically the executive branch. So it's kind of modeled after like personal legislative trackers, if that makes sense. So just having a spreadsheet and then following something in its different stages. So we have the stages from introduction to completion, with an extra item for cancellation, so I'll kind of explain each of those. Introduction is when, also when I say initiative, I'm talking about literally any project, not necessarily something internal like professional development, but an event is an initiative, a project is an initiative, an application is an initiative, and we'll talk about that in a second. So really anything you're working on in your department is probably considered an initiative here. Initiative has been mentioned on, introduction as initiative has been mentioned on public record, even if planning or logistics has not been coordinated. It's now a project, it's something people could listen to on minutes and ask about. Planning. Budgeting is being drafted, it may or may not have been approved on record. Any necessary external partners, vendors, clubs and organizations has been contacted, spaces are being reserved. Action would be initiative is an action or prepared to launch, like the planning stage has been completed. If it's an event, this means that all of the event logistics have been completed, even if it's not actually happened yet. Completed would mean if it's an ongoing project, like for example, an application for SNF or something, initiative is, it's ready to go. Like people can fill this out, it's ready to operate autonomously or with little to no maintenance. And then if it's an event or event week, the set dates have passed or the event has like already occurred, it's done. There's a second one for cancellation, just because let's be honest, sometimes things don't work out. So if it's a cancellation, that means initiative has been terminated in any stage, project will not be continued, and then you'll just go to the rightmost note section and just write a brief explanation. It is not meant to be oversight in any way. It's honestly just to help each other be organized and honestly making it really easy to help each other out. Just, I think we've done a great job at the table today saying, hey, do you need extra help on that? This is just a physical conversation of conversations that we already have. So, I won't do an example necessarily right now, but you have status, which is where, again, you would just write the status that it's in, the deadline, which is going to be the date that you want it completed by, the type, that is a drop-down menu with a list of initiative types, again, project, event, event week. Basic description, any information that you want to put in there does not need to be verbose, can be simple. Again, the more information you put in it, I can help to move that over to the calendar, unless you want to really help me out and put that in there yourselves, that'd be awesome. Estimated students served, which I did as opposed to like small, mid, large scale event, putting an estimate. If you have a project that you're working on or a grant that's only meant to serve up to 6 students, put a range of 6. If this is a massive event and we're expecting hundreds of students, put whatever that might be. It just helps. It's also very useful for financial review when that inevitably ends up coming, because then we have another thing to kind of show budget and finance, since I do intend to give senators access to this. Officer of contact. So if this has been assigned to a specific person, you can write down that person so they can be reached out to. Relevant resources and links. If this is a live doc or a document that you want people to have access to, maybe you need feedback on it, whatever it is, you can put that in there or attach it. And then, again, notes. It's broken down by every single, obviously, department that we have in the executive branch, including Office of the President. So here's the thing, again, it takes a few minutes to fill out pretty much everything that you're doing, and I can go through and pretty much add everything that we talked about in our most recent check-ins with Naomi and I, but I'm fully aware a lot of those things are going to be outdated. So that's where I do need your help to fill it out, because I want to be able to show this to Senate, and I obviously want it to be full of things. So I'm assuming things have been added on and changed or in progress that are no longer. So I'm still working to fill it out on your end, but if you could help me out, that's great. I don't think this link currently is, I think it's view only. I'm going to send the edit link to you all to be able to start adding things, but are there any questions about it?
Director Lee, for the record.
Yes.
Well, this is a question, I guess, for you and Naomi. When are those, like, two-on-twos gonna happen again? Remember how we met?
We've discussed it. It's gonna look a little bit closer towards the end of the semester, if not the beginning of next semester, we were actually going to ask you guys. We don't think we need to, for example, have one in November and one in January, so somewhere in between there. I don't know what your thoughts are going to be.
Yeah, I agree. So whatever one works better for you guys, if you want to reflect on fall semester, then talk about what winter semester plans are, or if you want to do it right as we get back, we can do it either way.
Or we can just schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just schedule it just if you really want to.
At your service.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Any questions?
This is from Director Hatch for the record. What exactly is the, I guess, how would you define an initiative gap? Because, for example, we could put out, the Department of Government Affairs could put out a legislative digest, and that's that status on there, or it could be more focused on events, or are you looking at like a
overarching, it's not meant to be a key term by any means. It's pretty much any project that you're working on. It could be something as simple as a tabling event. It could be as large as the legislative digest, where this is happening over the course of several months, and it's meant for, I'd say, because that's a resource, right? It's meant to operate like autonomously. I can add resource as a type of event for that drop down, but don't overthink it. If you're working on it and it's not like entirely internal, it's an initiative.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, thank you. I'm Director Dietrich and Director Checkson. And then so now we'll move into reports on liaison committees. And then, so did, and has anyone met with their liaisons quite yet? Nope. All right, then I have, yes.
Law, faculty, Senate. There was a meeting today, and then there was one a couple weeks ago, and their structure is actually really interesting, the way they break it up. So they have all these committees with subcommittees, and then they call them charges, but really they're just initiatives that they're pushing for throughout the year. And it is Munvi and then Rena and myself are sitting on committees. Rena's on academic standards, Munvi is on a DEI focus committee, and then I'm on the university athletics committee. So there will be more to come from that, but right now the first two meetings were really just what are they trying to do, and then kind of defining what how that Senate actually looks, because it's all of their first times being faculty senators too.
All right. And we also had a report sent in to us from Assistant Director Guile and Assistant Director O'Brien, and so this is the Student Union Advisory Board, so it's from JCSU. And then these are notes from their September 17th meeting. So they just collected a couple bullet points. So the purpose of this advisory board is to get feedback from AACUN and bring it up to the board to see what issues can be solved. Like, for example, if there may be issues that you consistently experience with the Joe Crowley Student Union, like, for example, they keep forgetting to go unlock the Senate chambers or something like that. Or it's just like every time you ask for chairs, like, the chairs are stacked too high. Like, you know, like little things like that. So you could go talk to them about those issues if you face them consistently. And then another thing is they want to talk about Barnes & Noble reducing prices for students at the bookstore. I'm not so sure about that one. And then how can we get PAC transitionals to open earlier and stop later? Another bus even as well. And so they're just also going to be communicating with Justin, Amy, and Sandy regarding extending things on the spring and winter hours, not for PAC rides, but for PAC transit. So it's the buses that we have that with RTC. Mm-hmm. And then so those are just a couple of things that they discussed during their meeting. And then now just moving into general student advisory board stuff and liaison things. We need two people to serve on the student tech fee advisory board. Can someone take me from the team, or I'm going to spin the wheel? So, Director. All right, thank you. Then I will extend their. Yes,
what
sorry.
Are the meetings? Do you know?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just jumped in. So I said, thank you. So September 29th or 30th are the dates that they're looking at right now. And then I think that they will base it on your schedule. So like they're going to probably send out one to me or something like that.
September?
Yes.
Okay.
September 29th or 30th. See, yeah. And I'm pretty sure they'll accommodate as well when it comes to timing. And then does anyone want to volunteer their staff?
I have a question.
Yes,
Director Lee, can you give a little spiel about the
committee? Yes. And then, so this is different from the student tech advisory board that Gabby sits in. I think this one is whenever they are going to observe increases in the fee for the tech fee.
Yeah.
They'll be reviewing it over there. Like, I'm pretty sure we have one item last year, 2 years, sometime when I was in Senate, and then they ended up increasing the fee because there was just, they need to replace things.
The distinction is, so I'd say right now there are three central, like, committees that have to do with, like, technology and fees, whatever. So the special course fee usually has to do with resources or technology that is needed to complete a course that you might automatically be charged for or might be asked to pay for. A great example would be like Pearson, anything like that. The University Technology Council is the one that I sit on currently other than that, and it's the coalition of almost, it's actually all faculty, where they discuss the integration of technology in courses. Like, when I sat on it last year, they talk a lot about different systems we can add on. PacAI was actually, like, a discussion while I served on it last year, and it was just, like, released now. And then you have the student tech fee, which is different. It's, like, what we pay basically for desktops around and kind of public resources. Can also pertain to your classes, but it's not as course specific, if that makes sense.
Okay, do you have any volunteers, or do you want to volunteer staff members regarding this?
They meet once a semester? Once a week?
No, definitely not once a week.
usually major committees like that tend to be once a month.
So it's like two or three more meetings.
I can do it.
All right, thank you, Director Texan. And then, does anyone want to volunteer their staff?
Only two people?
Yes, two people need to serve in this. Does anyone think of a senator? Yes.
I was like, I have a big staff. I'm sure I could find somebody. Like, I have a team of 10 people.
Good.
I can find
somebody.
Can I
just put you as liaison for now, so they'll contact you and you can redirect them?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We have a lot of people, so I'll find somebody to go.
Right, yay, we avoided the wheel. Oh my gosh, everyone will be proud.
I'm
really more like this guy. Yeah, okay. Any other questions regarding these? Okay, so then now we'll just enter open conversation. Upcoming executive branch initiatives. Anything from anyone? Really quickly, I'll add in here financial reviews. I know that this probably should have been my president's report, but I guess we could talk about some upcoming executive branch initiative. And so they're doing it a little bit different than how they did it in previous years. The current committee budget and finance kind of want to standardize the way that we do financial reviews. And so you're going to see that from now on, instead of everyone writing like an abstract memo and it looks different every single time. When it comes to that, they kind of standardize the memo, so it just asks you like a list of questions, and you just kind of fill out those boxes, and so just know that it's a little bit more standardized, so just be ready for that. I believe that the directors who will end up having to kind of experience budget and finance, just know it's not scary. They're very nice people, they're very welcoming, and just know you're not on the hot seat. They actually really want to ask how they could best support you and see how the budget is treating your department, and to see if there needs to be any adjustments made, so just know that. The people, though, who will be speaking about budget and finance, I'm going to going to be clubs, organizations, IDEA, government affairs, programming, and then everything else is pretty much, like, for example, sustainability and wellness, and then DEO, DEA stuff. That's kind of under the purview executive board, and then so we're taking care of that next week. If there's any extra details that you want to share with Gabby and Naomi, they'll be doing the executive board bank account, and so you can just let them know.
Makeup retreat tomorrow, guys. Show up for your department's presentation. Whoever's showing up does not have to stay the entire time. I know that's been a little confusing. You just show up for the time you have to present, and then you can leave. Okay? Yes.
What time do I present? 4:15?
4:15,
I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will be there.
Okay, perfect.
I'll send you my
presentation.
Thank you. Clubs and orgs.
Yep, got it.
You're there?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I've been everywhere, guys. But yeah, be there. Yes.
No. Is it a question?
Yeah. For that. Director Lee, for the record. Stances on Kahoot.
Oh.
I'm
Kahoot. Go for it.
Okay.
You're not making
okay.
it do a relay race.
I would love to. but
honestly, for this one, since we are in just a PCR, I don't really care if there's multiple Kahoots.
Okay.
I couldn't care less.
Sweet.
Yes. Director Navarro for the record. I have candies, so you guys can borrow some, like, or yeah, I can give you guys candies for the prizes and stuff. I still have those candies left.
Any other questions on makeup or treat? Concerns? They'll be Jimmy John's, guys, so if there's extra, you can come. Oh, you turn so fast. You can grab so much.
I have VP McNamara for the record. I probably also should have brought this up in my report. Nevada Bound is going, and they're on Fridays for the most part. There's a couple that are on different days, but for the most part, they're Fridays from 9 to 10. And I have a class where we get quizzes from 9 to 10 every week. So I'm not going to be able to make them, so I'm going to shoot out a form. I'll probably just do a Google Sheet again. I'm not very good with Gitpulse. But I'll try to, if you guys are able, and I know it's a crappy time, but if anyone's available, I'll send it out to the entire association. And please, if you're available, it would mean a lot. And we're probably going to have to just not attend the ones where we don't have volunteers, which isn't the end of the world, because there are like 20 of them. So a lot of dates, and they stretch into the next semester. But I'll be sending that out soon, so just keep an eye and ask people.
Director
Navarro. Yes, I have a question. Director Navarro for the record. So how long is that Nevada Bound, and how many people could table?
So it's just from 9 to 10.
9 to 10.
And honestly, as many people that want to, as many people sign up, I'm not going to turn away people. I mean, maybe if we get up to like 10 people, that might be a lot for a table.
Okay.
But I also, we have all the stuff ready. We're giving out the keychains, a bunch of brochures, stickers, and tablecloth. And that the tablecloth is in my office, so if you are looking for the tablecloth, please, I will give you the code of my office. I'm sorry, I left it in there, but let me know. Thank you, guys.
Is it mostly like Fridays?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think there's a couple on Wednesdays, but I need to verify.
Yeah, and then Director Tyson, for the record, if you guys have any tabling materials you want at these, just let us know, and then we can have it out there, because I found the box. Again, with all our stuff.
We lost the box.
Okay. All the box and all the things we usually hand out found it, so we're good.
No?
I know exactly. I was getting it off. I knew it was
yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm so sorry.
That we do need to talk about something real quick, and I swear this should not be weighing on me as much as it is, but it's bothering me. We have the problem of the ASUN name tags. Normally we have name tags, and then we spend hundreds of dollars on them, and then no one wears them. So we were looking at not doing name tags. There's that. Number two, doing name tags but paying for, right now they have these whiteboard versions that you can just write in your name, so basically we'd have communal name tags, and then there's that. Or, yeah, I guess the last option is just that name tag, period. But with that said, the reason is the university changed vendors, and it's $10 per name tag. That's what it was. So if we order a full lot, it's gonna cost a lot of money, yeah.
Director Lee, for the record. Now, this might also be a stretch, but during retreat, some of us received little ASUN wooden pins. Would it be a stretch to ask the makerspace to we did a little DIY kind of thing?
That's actually not really
a
good idea at all. I
hadn't
considered that.
Out of wood?
Yes.
You know, and we get metal backings or something.
Sustainable. Yeah.
Actually,
very sustainable.
I can help with that.
You know what? They might be able to do that. Yeah.
I bet it won't be $10.
Hmm?
I bet it won't be $10 a pop either.
It probably won't, though. I'm sure we should contribute something, but I don't know how one would pay university entity. However,
Makerspace is pretty free game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then to interject, though, so are we completely off the table when it comes to those dry erasing tags? because I think the makerspace that could be pretty awesome. I just don't know how consistent that is from a year-to-year basis. And so this could be possibly something that people could continue to reuse. Also for context, no one's name tags have their title. And because the purpose of that is so every single year you could reuse it. Like for example, we have a lot of officers who make it 3 years in ACUN, and so that's why it doesn't have anyone's title. So there's that component. So if someone wants to like have something to show off to people that have their title, we'll come up with something else for them to have and keep as a keepsake. But when it comes to name tags, it's just no longer fiscally responsible, and we can't in good faith use that. For example, it comes out from executive operations and other things we could purchase through executive operations. First of all, I think right now we have anything between like 20 to 30 officers who don't have name tags, maybe even more. That's a whole lot of money, and that's money that you could use towards buying a new speaker. And so we don't have to keep borrowing them from the outlaw, we can have a speaker. That's other stuff that we, like, those are just materials that we could use because it's coming from operations. And so think about operation expenses that we can do to actually enhance our ability to serve people as officers. And so we're very steadfast in no longer having name tags with people's names on it. I think that the makerspace option, that's really great, and I think we should do that this year. Because we have the capacity to do something special, so I think we should give that a try. And so if you want to work with Director Dietrich to have discussions about that, but then I'm also concerned that we should do some sort of like the dry erase, just so for future purposes people can kind of, we could start that trend already.
The other, there's a problem I should mention. Okay, I don't want to say a random senator, but a senator not in a, like a Senate leadership position as of yesterday did submit an order for Senate name tags, which as far as I know, look completely different. That's how I reacted. Yeah.
They also don't have the funding for that, I don't believe, but money can take a look at it.
So Amy's asking me about it, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
So yeah, we're still on record, but yes.
But
he submitted a request. That's
true, that he submitted a request.
Director Sullivan, for the record, I don't know how to say this, but I think that the dry erase name tags would just not really maybe uphold a certain standard. I think that our money would be better put towards, at that point, just doing laminated pieces of paper with pins than dry erase name tags. I also think, not to be rude, but some people's handwriting is not looking too great. And if I'm at an event where we're supposed to be professionals, I look over and I see a name tag that is ineligible, I just don't think that will sit right with me. Anyways, that is all.
VP McNamara, for the record, I'm completely okay with not doing the name tags, period. I don't know if it's something weird in my head, but I just feel like a self-pretentious person wearing a name tag. So I don't know if that's just me or what, but I don't know if it adds anything. I feel like the polo gets the point across.
Director Sullivan, for the record, I 100% agree. I think if you're wearing your polo, that's more than enough. Like,
they need to know who you are.
The makerspace thing could be
awesome. The way that I feel about it is, so we have polos. Polos come in next week. So everyone will have an ASUN polo to do like public appearances. But my thing, I think personally, is I'm not necessarily anti name tag, but my stance on it is we better be wearing it. Like, you need to be showing up to events. And I think it's unacceptable to be like very adamant about having a name tag and then never being present internally or externally. And so I don't think that we should do name tags, period. But it's also, I think the money could go towards other things.
Let's buy a new speaker. You'll be seeing that operation soon.
Yeah, I agree with the polo thing, and I know, like, even last year, like, sometimes Harley and I, like, if it was more of, like, a casual tabling event, like, very small scale, sometimes we wouldn't even wear polos just to be, like, more approachable, and, like, it sounds so bad, but, like, at the end of the day, I don't know how much, like, students care what your name is, low-key. They're kind of just there for, like, you know, for an experience and to interact with you, and, I mean, for bigger events, I think the polos definitely are enough as well.
then just to piggyback off that, though, let's talk about the principle of why we do what we do. Polos are usually very good for big events, so we can spot one another out, and so people could go find us and then get assistance from us, like, during those events. The name tag, it's not like people could spot it from a mile away and ask for assistance that way. And so usually I think that this polo is a good enough demarcation for students to understand that they can come find us. So, yeah, we need to get back to what is the mission of what we're wearing and why does it exist? And then so, therefore, is it really pertinent to have these name tags? Yeah. I wonder if we can always take a voice vote, can we? Or no, because this is just informational.
It's information. Does anyone feel strongly about having a name tag? Does anyone feel their staff would feel strongly about not having a name tag? Would you feel strongly about that?
Assistant Director Hatch, for the record, I'm kind of in the middle of the name tag debate, but I do know that a handful of people in our department would be pretty devastated to not have a name tag, I will say. I think that it's something that the interns kind of look forward to having or look forward to being involved in. I don't know if the polo may fill that void in their heart or something. It may very well do that. So then by next week, if they're totally or not thinking about the name tag at all anymore because they have an ASUN polo, then, you know, I'll get back to you. But I do think that it's something that previous intern, now officers, do somewhat look forward to.
The compromise that we could have is to only do name tags for the new officers. And as far as I'm concerned, if you were an officer last year and you lost it,
that's still 20 to 30 though. That is still 20 to 30 name tag projects.
VP McNamara, I think we should just sit on the name tag thing. They get their polos. If there's mass uproar, I don't think name tags are a hill we're dying on. But I think we just sit on it until, because I...
We've also been talking about
Also, would it be insane to be like, if you want a name tag, almost like a bird bank? Like, if you feel so strongly that you deserve...
Sorry,
name tag you can buy your own using our link.
Yeah.
Is that like feasible? Is that possible? Because I mean,
for context too, like, most departments also have their own board money for operations. Like, for example, government affairs has operations money. Senate is at liberty to do that if they have enough operations money to do so. ID can do that. I mean, technically our board, like exec board, only has like 12 members too. And so how about it just works as like a case-to-case basis? Because I can tell you probably for the most part, executive board doesn't feel so strongly about name tags.
It is Senate. And if they,
Continue.
He said they can spend their own money.
And if that, for example, as far as I'm concerned, they can approve that request if that was submitted if they want to pay for it out of their own budget.
And also, I'm just going to get on a little soapbox here as well. Again, I understand that there are concerns. And I also understand what you're saying as well, where there's a certain semblance of validation as one of the positions that we have. But I don't think that your worth as an ASUN officer is tied to your ability to be able to wear a fancy name tag with a logo that says your name on it. And I think that if you need validation, go out there and interact with the students. That's what I will say. Go out there and interact with the students. And then if you do hear officers saying something, then ask every single member of this cabinet right now to step up to the plate and say exactly what I said. If it's that much of an uproar, two options here. One, use your department money, although we will be talking about this a little bit more because, of course, we're going to probably talk about it in future meetings. One, use your department money if you feel that strongly. Two, that's not what we're here for. It's just not what we're here for. And so, any other comments here?
Director Lee, for the record, I mean, like, I'm very biased. I like to make button pins for my tabling, so... You know, that's a very cheap method that if somebody wants to make a little DIY project for their specific group, they're nice 2-inch buttons. So you can design them, have fun with it. So
thank you,
it's only like 10 cents. So.
Thank you. We also have like 3-inch buttons too. So if you guys want that,
okay.
Like, we can make different
sizes.
Cheap. Use name tags, exactly. And then any other comments as a director?
Sorry, last comment. Director Novartis, for the record. Just wanted to let you guys know that all your opinions are valid.
Yes.
Okay, just letting you guys know. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Also, if you want to say, like, okay, not trying to validate anyone's feelings, just say let's evaluate submissions. Thank you for reminding me that. I love everyone's opinions. That's why we meet here either 8 a.m. on Wednesday.
I love opinions,
but then I think, yeah, the general conversation is always like, if people do ask, I would redirect them to reevaluate things.
Okay. Anything else? Is there any public comment time?
With that being said, I adjourned this meeting for the President's Cabinet meeting at 3:16 p.m. on Friday, September 19th, 2021. Thank you, guys.
Seriously.
Fill out that.